The Alabama Cattlemen's Association's current executive vice president, Dr. Billy Powell, has been in that position for the past 34 years. But this coming Friday, June 30th, he will officially retire from ACA.
Yeah, and it's been a great ride. I tell you what, 34 years, I never thought it would last that long when I moved from Mobile and had a farm at Leroy, and we dispersed our cow herd to go to work for the cattlemen. But, you know, it's been a wonderful position to have. You deal with great people and get to travel across the state and represent the beef cattle industry. So I've really enjoyed it, and we've got a good young staff to take over, and I feel like the future is bright.
He says there are a lot of great folks across the state involved in the association.
I think the big thing about the Cattlemen's Association and the cattle industry, and I try to tell my Western colleagues that, but, you know, we've got great people because they're not necessarily, like out West, a one-crop commodity folks. It might be the mayor, it might be a member of the legislature, it might be the school principal, doctor, but we've got a great mix of people, and that has been one of our assets, as you've watched, Randall, over the years, with tremendous leadership.
And Dr. Powell's replacement was named late last year, as he says Aaron Beasley will take over as EVP of the association.
Aaron has already moved me out of my office and got it painted and ready to go. Aaron, you know, I hired her about 7 or 8 years ago, coming out of Auburn with a master's degree in meat science to do our checkoff program. And Aaron is a real talent, dedicated to the beef industry, and you know, we've got a good support staff, and Aaron has been part of them and hiring them as well, so she'll do a great job.
Bottom line is, Billy, we wish you well in your retirement. It's been great working with you over the past few years, and you won't be a stranger. You'll still be around.
Yeah, we're still going to do the rodeo, and I'm going to move back to southwest Alabama and spend some time on the farm. We've got a timber and a lot of invasive plants that need spraying and roads that need mowing, so I'll enjoy grandchildren.